Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
WBNN, this is the ONC host intern show featuring me, Shannon Stanton, the artist known as Outspoken Live. On air from Lagos, Nigeria, call in at 516-453-19-9133. Press to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time and Multimedia. Like I said, this is me, Shannon Stanton, and tonight I am the artist known as Outspoken Live, and this segment is called I'm Mad You Did It, But I'm Glad You Done It. And having said that, I'm going to have to start this show off with a piece that I need to pertain to me, because I know that if I vent like I want to vent, it's going to step on some toes, right? And see, poetry has never been about me. It's never been about me. So tonight I'm not going to make it about me. I'm going to make it about my poetry in the most explicit way that I possibly can to get my point across on this show tonight. So the first piece that I'm going to start this show off with is karma, because I know that shit came back and got me, and it's going to come back. No, man, I'm going to go on and start this off with karma. Y'all ready? Karma. Just because you sometimes tell the truth, that don't mean you won't tell a damn lie. Just because you know how to make me laugh, doesn't mean you won't make me cry. Just because you tell me straight up in my face all these feelings you say you feel. Just because I listen to the words you say doesn't mean that's just for real. Just because I have been used before doesn't mean I'll always be. And just because I like you, why are you trying to take advantage of me? Just because you think you're heaven sent doesn't mean that you have wings. Just because you might be a good man doesn't mean that you don't do bad things. The reason why I wrote this poem is because I read you well. I listened with my eyes and I saw the truth behind all the lies you tell. I'm amazed you think I'm so goddamn stupid like I'm an easy prey. Don't you know that I'm the originator of the game you're trying to play? See, I let it continue up to this point just to see how far you take it. I don't know where you thought you were going, but guess what? You didn't make it. I know so much about you because I done all that shit before. Then karma showed up. That's why I do not play those games no more. See, karma has a next of kin that goes by the name of love. If you choose to run games, she'll race on past you and drag you through the mud. So be careful what you lie and say. Think about it before you start. Don't let your selfish motives be the reason for that broken heart. See, games are for kids. We learn and we live. We grow up to be grown. See, karma gonna make you regret you use those people as stepping stones. The law of karma stands firmly, and it might sound familiar to you. You must do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See, just because you're getting over doesn't mean you'll stay there for long. See, karma gonna come and throw you under. That's where your black ass be on. See, karma can do a lot of things. It can bless you and can curse you. It'll make you feel the pain you inflicted when it comes back to hurt you. I've searched the world for a lot of things, and this is what I found. Whatever direction you go in life will always come back around. You remember all of them damn promises you had no intentions of keeping? And the same shit that you're sowing is gonna be the same shit you'll be reaping. Y'all can go ahead and laugh, cause karma ain't visited you yet. But you'll soon have wished you started picking it up when you start counting your regrets. So in the end, don't think you've ever mastered the game of karma. Because the undefeated champion was, is, and always will be karma. And that's that first piece. I feel like somebody interfered with my destiny as far as me as a spoken word artist. And I'm in my feelings about it more than I'd like to be. But see, everything that happened that's bad to me, it always turns out for a reason. So I'm mad you did it, and I'm glad you done it. So poetry is how I get out my feelings. Sometimes in the most explicit way, sometimes not in an explicit way. And that's the part about being an artist. I have to accept every part of my art, you know. So I guess I'm going to do another piece, and I'm struggling with which one to do because I don't really want to step on toes. I promise you I don't. Oh, I don't want to step on toes, but mine was stepped on, so... Oh, which way do I go with this one? I'm going to do my signature piece, The Double Life of Love. I'll do that one, but it's going to be explicit. So, y'all, be careful. Be careful. Just listen to the art in explicit form. Here we go. The Double Life of Love. Man, did you know love has a double life? I'll prove to you it's true. Are you sure that this bitch that you love so much is really in love with you? See, love has many definitions, and none of that shit means the same. The penitentiary is full of motherfuckers who kill and steal all in his double name. Can you even see those telltale signs that have been there the whole damn time? Maybe not, because the double life of love is cloudy over one track mind. If you really sit and think real hard about all this love you're giving, then now I'll have you thinking love is life and being without this shit means living. Can you really tell the one you love loves you and no one else, or are you simply trying to deny the fact that you're in love all by yourself? The double life of love seems to draw us down this double path. The double life of love will have you wanting the one that you can't have. And when we out to hit us and we see that we've been schooled, I'll be damned if the double life of love ain't played a game or we played a double fool. But don't get it twisted in any way. Love will make you think it's real, but love is an action that goes both ways. It ain't based on how that shit feels. The double life of love has all these ways to keep us blinded. The double life of love will make you look where you can't find shit. And when the search is over and you think you found the one, the double life of love will bring double trouble that should have come. It'll fool your ass into believing that you cannot live without it. Then you add your heart because you played that part, but you didn't read the script about it. The double life of love will make you want it even more. It snatches at the heart as it walks out those double motherfucking doors. And then you get to know someone that thinks love is what you have. Let all you see the truth as soon as that bitch take off that mask. And when the truth has been unleashed because the lie's been unveiled, the double life of love is rid its double head and placed your heart in hell. A part of the double life of love that has eluded us for years, we've come to believe that love brings pain as we shed all them motherfucking tears. But what half of the double life of love has to start and end with you? Treat yourself to the love, respect, and honor you want these other motherfuckers to do. And when we begin to love ourselves, man, some shit is finna change. Cause we'll be cool when love walks out the door, cause we was cool for that bullshit came. And if we learn the lesson that the double life of love is taught, we will no longer chase people, places, or things that refuse to be caught. And when we've captured our own hearts and other apples in our own eyes, the double life of love will send a single blessing right before us in disguise. The things we think and thought we knew we might need to rise above. That's when and only when we see both sides. Life of love. Let's go to a track.
Everyone wants to know. It's such a sexy show, and she's always been fun. Everyone buy a new dream. Everyone wants to know. It's such a sexy show. like you that don't know when to quit, like me to jump on in. And I just met a girlfriend, chicks like you, one with an open mind. Let me eat cherry pie. Oh my, oh my, oh my, chicks like you will always keep me guessing what's under that long jacket. I got this real bad habit. Now if it sounds like you, girl, let me come inside. Cause I'm thinking you might be my
y'all. Welcome back to the show. We have caller one in the queue.
Uh-oh. Looky here.
What's
up, girl? This is Mr. Boston. You know this.
I already know that. He didn't want to have some of that old weed.
Yeah, baby. I had to come on over here and welcome you to WBBN. You know Ngozi Time Multimedia. You know broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You know I had to come on over here. You know we're going to have to get together and do one of them old school things that we did back in the day, girl. You already know.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, we've been doing this for years, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know. We've been, dang, over 13 years now.
We've been about 20, about 15, 20, something like that.
Yeah, about I put it right around about like 15 to 13, something like that.
Yep.
We've been around for a long time. Yeah,
yep.
We've been around for a long time. Yeah. So you know, I came over here to bow and serve you. So this is for you. I'm here to cross the divides of your mind, that place designed to accept me. I'm a reality to you, woman, that you want to grasp, but her inner, she have yet to give her physical she the green light. I told you, woman, I'm not a stop sign, but you said you could stop me from getting to you inside you. But you still here, listen intently. Imagine what I have already given to your thoughts that have you situated for more of my thoughts. Look at that smile and that bright of your smooth facial skin, so inviting. Because, Mr. Boston, have across your inner divides and you officially greeted me. Hello, beautiful. In peace. Charlie Sweet.
That's my Mr. Boston. I'm trying to get in the house, y'all. I was outside in the field. I'm trying to get in the house so I can do this show. It's really nice here in Tennessee. Mr. Boston, will you come down here and hit me up in Tennessee?
Hey, you know what? What you got, what you trying to do and what you trying to put has to be just right. Because that way I have to plan a trip and a journey there and then plan my trip and journey back, because, you know, I got my own business up and running, and then I'm doing WBBN and
right.
I'm working two part-time jobs. So, you know, it's
right.
Got to be planned perfectly well, and you got to when you put it together, you got at least minimum amount of time to give me is a 3-week notice.
Right. Well, my door is always open, and thank you for sliding through to support me tonight. I'm going to do a rocker piece.
Well, I know. I've been listening to you. You've been putting it down. You've been putting it in. It's like, shit, I'm coming out to get mine. You done turned into a wolf. You are not sedated no more. I see that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Let me move out, because, you know, I got my show is tomorrow night. So I got to
get. Right. I'll be there, baby.
I gotta start putting all the stuff inside my head so I'll be ready for tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know,
right.
I gotta be official.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me step to the side. Let somebody else get this mic.
All right. Thank you, Jeffrey, for coming through. Okay. So I have an erotica piece I want to do. But I'm going to explain this erotica piece before I do it, which I shouldn't have to explain it. Like I said, this is an explicit show. So if you got this off speaking, your child in the room, tell them to go out of the room, turn it on something on the TV or something. They need to go find them something to do. Because this is my erotica piece. I only have two. But this is the latest one, and it is called Fuck All the Small Talk. I hope y'all ready for this. But it's art, remember that. And again, it is called Fuck All the Small Talk. I got a queen-size bed, and that motherfucker rides just like a sled. And after I fuck you, don't come to me with them drama and expectations. So if you can keep your business silent, we can go somewhere private and do some shit that ain't made for public relations. Oh, you look sweeter than a 25-pound bag of sugar laced in sweet Lloyd, dipped in Splendor. Licking my fingers for that finger licking. Come melt my mouth, because I know you tender. I see that good ass dick through your pants and your drawers, and I know it's harder than a pair of brass knuckles. And if that chest look like a vest when you flex them pecs for me on your ass, shit, I'm finna help you add another notch to that motherfucking belt buckle. Listen to me say, I wanna fuck you wherever you wanna go. We can fuck when we high, we can fuck when we low. Shit, you can get it butt naked outside in the goddamn snow. And if your woman wanna come, go and get her. That's a go. Ooh. My pussy just broke. Won't you come and fix it? I'ma use your ass like a motherfucking tool. I took off work for these waterworks. This pussy wetter than a motherfucking pool. Splash. And fuck all the small talk. And let me tell you something. If you think Eve was a bad motherfucker when she gave Adam that apple that gave Adam his Adam's apple, let me run that back. I said, if you think Eve was a bad motherfucker when she gave Adam that apple that gave Adam his Adam's apple, what the fuck you think I'm finna do to your motherfucking Adam's apple? I run through hell in the gasoline next day to keep his pussy hot and ready just for him. We can give a fuck about what nobody had to say, because the dick ain't coming from them. Look me in my eye, cause it's gonna be your canvas. Gonna let your cum paint all over my face. But Jack Sprat, you finna eat this pussy fat and everything else I'm serving up on this motherfucking plate. 9 inches long and hard. He tried to make me spit up, but I'm determined to swallow. He done came on my goddamn shirt. Now I got rings around the collar. If we collapse, you ain't taking no nap. That's what you got, a bed and a house and home for. But hit me up, and if I feel like giving a fuck, I'll open this pussy up for you just like a door. Fuck all the small talk. And that's that piece. You know, it takes more energy than you think to be a spoken word artist, because I'm not just sitting down doing this shit for y'all. It's like the house is my damn stage, and y'all are the platform. So I'm moving around, baby. It's like I'm working a full-time job. Operating my motherfucking function, because I'm mad that a motherfucker did it, but kind of glad they done it, you know. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I'm operating this function like this tonight. And, oh, we need to go to another caller or take a break.
All right. I heard that. Now, of course, you know, this show is explicit. And you already know, you know, if your kids are listening to this show, you are a bad parent. So I'm going to take another caller in the interim. And then, of course, I go to my track. So I got a surprise for you. Caller number two. Who is you at WBNN?
We are family. Peace
and blessings. Who is it? Miss Sister Banshee.
Hey, my sugar.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetheart. You cutting up. I'm loving it.
How you been doing, Miss Sister Banshee?
Oh, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing better than what I was, so I'm okay. And, you know, I love your poetry. Oh, man, I love it. And I'm glad you're back. I'm glad
you're
part of the family again. Yes, I am.
Thank you, Sister Bessie. Thank you.
Yes.
But you know you don't get off that easy. You know you got to give us a little song.
I got a poem for you. Okay. The name of the poem is called Black Woman. The Black Woman. The power of the womb can also be a tomb. And her intuition is her makeup. But there are haters that want to dump, making the heart slump. She is the earth, the wind, the fire, mother of life force. No one would be here without her source. In pain she delivers, this you must always remember. Abuse for her should never be in any land because she is the beginning of man. Now, there is a gap in the third eye to know the wisdom. You must hear the sound of the slave drum. Her glory has been trodden down by the wicked dog hounds, making the gift of heaven into a rift that's taking a dip. The mother, the daughter, the grandmother, the aunt, the sister is Earth's power. The shedding of this blood will be a curse for the worse. She holds the key to strengthen the weak of mankind, you must see. For the blood you shed, karma shall reap. Because of your actions towards her, your next Oh, I'm sorry. Because of your words and actions towards her, your next travels will be in hell's deep. This is why the earth is called mother. The black woman is nature's answer. Her beauty is her cover, and her strength is of the warrior, surrounded by the creator's fire. Who is she? The black woman.
See, that's the reason why I rock with the best right there. That's the reason why I say I'm rocking with the best. Sister Bessie, I love you so much.
I love you, too. You're doing a great job.
You got the power to draw everything back into perspective because this show is supposed to be all the way something else, but now I can't even do it, Sister Bessie.
Yes, you can. You always got to be you.
Well,
that's
I mean,
your gift. That's your gift, and I love every minute of everything you're saying because you're real.
Thank you so much, Sister Benson.
Okay. My show will be Friday, April the 1st, and I'm going to sit back and listen to this wonderful poetry. Love you much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we're going to go to a track.
What's up, sweetheart? Whatever you did, you shot me straight in the heart. I like it. I like the way you're doing it to me now. Whatever you're doing, just keep on shooting. Just keep on shooting, because you shot me straight in the heart.
Shoot me with your right for love. I heard it go bang. Bang. Just suck me up again.
Shoot me
with
you make me feel so happy. I'm in love with you. See, you're right, so I smoke bullets than an automatic weapon. Got payback. When I knew you were the one that could make me shine, I knew you had to be mine, oh mine.
Shoot me with your rifle, love.
Don't depend on no one else. We treat our bodies just like we own some temple shit. don't compromise. We looking dead off in your eyes. We love ourselves enough to tell you no. Real women keep moving forward till we get goals. We must move towards. We never ever believe in moving backwards. Real women may cry at night, but we wake up with the strength to fight because we know that there's a better morning after. Real women do it all and more. We know how to close and open the door. So recognize them when you see us coming. Because who I am is priceless. I'm a queen with a crown license. That fact alone makes me a real woman. So that's my signature piece. One of them. I got several signature pieces that's been good to me since the day I started spinning them. And this poem radiates truth for me because, look, don't never settle for anything just because you're single. I've been single for a long time, and don't never downplay your worth just to be with some damn body, you know. And I hope this poem is a little explicit, but I'm gonna do this next part on the strength that this is how I need for you to feel about a motherfucker trying to take your space as a woman. Cause as a single woman, you got a job to do for yourself to show that you can be single and that you're not gonna settle for anything less. So here goes this piece. I'm not even gonna put a name on it, but it might happen in everyday life. But this is what you think about it. Just remember me when this happened to you. Here we go. First, they want you to call their damn phone. Now they want your damn phone number. Try their damnedest to convince me that they're the world's greatest wonder. Asking me all these goddamn questions like I'm on trial in court and session. Want to know a whole bunch of nothing, nigga? I'm not telling you nothing. Hungry eyes telling thirsty lies like Donald Trump dodging allegations. Got me thinking you're working with them damn folks. Some kind of investigation. See, back in the day, your ass was a duck with plenty of feathers, good for the plucking. But today, all this quacking don't mean nothing to me, because, honey, I'm not one for nothing. Flashing money like your ass went crazy. Plus, you slobbing and you robbing. What your ass need for real, is a good old-fashioned robbing. But, honey, it ain't gonna be me. Cause you ain't worth my time, crime time, court time, jail time, chow time, lockdown time, shakedown time, bump time, wet time, Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, no time, that part. And while you ready, pull your damn pants up. You ain't nowhere near 22. You's a childlike grown-ass man, obviously lost and very confused. Want me to hop off in your car. Now you want me to hop off in your bed. You need to get that hopscotch shit up out your motherfucking head. And you dying in your casket for me to think you got the looks to kill. Look here, Hansel, I'm not Gretel, and I'm not Jill falling down that hill. Breath smells like you ate a skunk. You melt my eyebrows. Shut the fuck up. You need some motherfucking triple mint because double mint is not enough. And you think that you got wings of an angel and you're the answer to all my prayers. But when I was living on the streets and in them shelters and I needed some help, your ass wasn't there. You must be short bus loads to think you're getting any kind of quickie. Guess your ass gonna be without because it ain't gonna be with me. We got another track, y'all.
My darling, girl, you're my darling.
And your mind is so right, girl, I know I could spend the rest of my life with you. Let you dance around the house, I wanna watch you. You know what song I wanna hear when you start to play. Something vague and smooth like Ray Ray. Let's take it to Cleveland, I'll play an all day song. This is for every day. Sing it on.
Y'all, welcome back. I got caller 3 in the queue.
Miss Fan.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is Terry Strength. Long time no hear. I see you still doing your thing.
Yeah, look good. How you been?
I've been good. I see you still doing your thing. Glad to have you back. You still spitting, spitting lyrics and rhymes, huh?
Yeah, I'm still doing something, Terrence, but it won't be the same all the time. You know, that's a good part of me too. But tonight I just feel like venting a little bit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, listen, I'm really enjoying your show. I do not have a poem or anything, so please, you have to ask somebody else. But I'm really enjoying enjoying your poem. I'm really enjoying your poem. Just want you to know that. Keep doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration to all of us. So keep doing what you're doing. Fantastic show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so. All right, you're welcome. So this is my last piece for the evening, and I love doing this piece because it resonates, and that's the reason why I didn't go all the way left tonight, because I ain't forgot where I came from. I need to always remember that it could always be worse. Whatever I'm mad about, it could always be worse. This piece is called Thank God for the Streets.
Thank
I've learned to be content with who I am through my victories and defeats. Taught by hustlers and hoes to accept life's low blows, so I thank God for the streets. The lessons I've learned through trial and error are more than what most can take. So I'm grateful to God that I can put one more candle on top of my birthday cake. Thank God for the street, because see, my innocence was taken away from me at 7. The concrete jungle is where I learned there really is a ghetto heaven. And even though I've traveled the beaten path and I've had my mountains to climb, the fact I made it over those hills gives me a peace of mind. Thank God for the street, because see, God only knows that I have paid all my dues. Through the rapings, the stabbings, my have-nots and heavens, I've learned from every bruise. And thank God for the streets, because see, they taught me some lessons to use throughout my life. So I changed my hustle and I added more muscle into trying to make my wrongs right. Thank God for the streets and to all of my peeps who didn't make it to the rising of the sun. To the ones doing time in jail, losing their mind, and my people that are on the run. Thank God for the streets, and even though the mortician stays busy with my passerbys, every casket I look into gives me a whole new reason to get back up and try. Thank God for the streets, because see, it could have been me in that casket, because the game is made for those who played it. Thank God for the streets that I have walked, it's just a miracle that I made it. I've had the best and the worst of the streets, and I paid the price it cost me. Even through my afflictions and drug addiction, I was able to shake it off me. And even though I can twerk this pistol and pad to survive the things I've seen, thank God for the streets, because it lets me know that I am still a queen. You finna go to a track?
Water hot, girl, I like to water hot, girl. She pop,
I'll be waiting.
in a real good way. I love you too. Keep it moving. Keep the beats aggressive. Keep the bass moving. Always. Keep the bass moving. Always. Keep the bass moving. Always.
Now listen, we have a special, special person. So I'm going to come on right now to Shannon Stanton. And long as she's listening, hey, Shannon, can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes.
All right. Call number 4. You're on the line right now with the ONE Host Intern Show featuring Outspoken Live, a.k.a. Shannon Stanton.
Yeah, bust it. Sound an alarm. I'm not a vet. I'm coming from NOM, appear calm and explode like a time bomb. Give it my all to fluctuate my talents. I have balance, I'm not silent, and I believe in balance. I do what I must to protect me. Hate me if you may, but you will respect me. How many times must I draw the line and say that you got to find? Don't be mad, Lost Book of Hooney is all mine. What's going on?
Viva E, how you doing, sweetie?
Hey, you're on fire tonight. I don't know if I need to call 911 to fire a truck or what. I mean, you are. Good God. Hey, always been a proud supporter of your art. Man, it's so good to hear your tone of voice. It's so good for the rest of the world to be able to bear witness to everything that you have experienced in your life with a sum total of all the things that you're sharing with us tonight. I'm very, very grateful. Trust me. It's grateful that you're part of WBNN. I got some good news for you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, intern Shannon Stanton, on your WBNN all-time connection record. This is your second all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Wait a minute, what else, Brother Hooney? I think that he fell out in the spirit, y'all. Brother Hooney Bakatoon and fell out in the spirit. Hooney, what else do you have to say to her?
I'm back. Can you hear me? I'm back. All right. Yeah, I really, really fell out in the spirit with Dustin here. Here we go. The post in WBNN history to reach 14 million all time. You're the first one to do it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much.
Wow.
Thank you for the listeners.
Wow.
Yes. Thank y'all for the listeners. And Brother O for giving me another shot at this. Thank you so much. Now, Hooney, you know I love you.
Hooney Bakatoon, this young lady has done something, you know, from her first show ever. She hit her all-time connection record in 2019. And in the year 2022, 3 years later, to the day that she came on this network, she has hit 14 million all-time, the first host ever to do it. Congratulations, Shannon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's crazy, not to cut off, but it's crazy to see someone go through that type of long standing. You know, we look at a host that really broke her own record in WBN history. It took her 3 years, guys, to hit the all-time connection record. Don't tell me that you can't stay and be accounted. I'm so proud of Shannon Stanton tonight. And, of course, what more can I say? Congratulations to her on her second WBN all-time connection record and hitting the Darlene Lawrence Championship and being the first ever host to eclipse 14 million listeners. Tomorrow night here, we have another person who's dynamite. His name is Jeffrey Sanders, also known as Mr. Boston, and the Boston Chronicles right here on these WBN stations, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are and Ghosty Time at Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And OWMalariaGhosty at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, olaydaylay.ghostwithmy@gmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee, the 2021 Producing Enshrinee, but most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite. OWMalariaGhosty saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, supports on a constant basis. We'll bring on another caller before we bring on, you know, for the final thoughts for Shannon Stanton tonight. Caller, talk to Shannon.
Hello, Shannon. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I wanted to call and support your show and say congratulations. I'm enjoying your poetry, and I'm not a poet, but I know great poetry when I hear it. You have a gift, girl.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, Shannon, for the next 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in this program, your final thoughts. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. Don't never be mad in life when stuff do not go the way that you think your destiny should go, because only God knows that. Be mad they did it. Stick around long enough to be glad that they done it. You a record breaker. You a star, because without y'all, it's no me. Never have been about me. So build your destiny on what God got for you, on not nobody else, what they say you can't do. You build your best destiny on what God got for you and what God got you here for. This is the artist known as Outspoken Live and Shannon Stanton. Y'all be blessed and stay safe.